Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcast on EastEddy Stargate. And there's so much going on. All I'm going to say before I bring in Dr. Michael Saul is that keep the faith. You know, things are unfolding as they are supposed to be unfolding. The timing isn't what we'd like to see it, but don't get into apathy or depression or anything else. Things are going to unfold and it's going to be great. So without any further ado, I'm going to go through Dr. Michael Saul's bio here. He's an internationally recognized scholar in global politics, conflict resolution, and U.S. foreign policy. He's taught at universities in the U.S. and Australia, including American University in Washington, D.C. Today, he's most popularly known as a pioneer in the development of the field of exopolitics, the study of the main actors, institutions, and political processes of associated with extraterrestrial life. He's been a guest speaker on hundreds of radio and TV shows and featured on national and international conferences. His Amazon best-selling book is Secret Space Program. And the series also has made him a leading voice in the truth movement for over 5,000 people a day. Visit his website with his most recent articles. But my computer's jumping around here. But now that we're through with that, okay, we're good. Anyway, so welcome to the show, Michael. Should I call you Dr. Saul or Michael? Which one?
Michael's fine. Thanks, all right. James.
Yeah. We've known each other for so long. It's kind of, you know, informal. Yeah. But, you know, there's so much going on right now. I'd like to get your take on what they've shown us on TV. I haven't even watched some of it, but I did get bits and pieces of it. I don't really watch TV, but we can go first off with the inauguration. That was so corny. The whole thing made no sense to me whatsoever, the way it was displayed. What did you see, you know, concerning that?
Yeah, well, that inauguration, I just got the vibe that it was just had no real validity. It didn't feel like there was any legitimacy there. And I remember years ago when I was doing my research through my PhD, there was a German theorist who discussed legitimacy crises and, mm-hmm. and how regimes rely on legitimacy, that you need to create a powerful perception of legitimacy, you know, how the public perceives you. You know, you get legitimacy from the public arena, you get legitimacy from the kind of military national security arena, and then you get legitimacy from the economic arena. So look, with this administration from the get-go, they didn't seem to have any legitimacy from the kind of public arena. You know, there weren't crowds there. You know, there's very little public online support for them. So yeah. You have to say, well, you know, where does their kind of legitimacy come from? And then you look at the military. Well, you know, the military, you know, these guys really hate Biden. I mean, they turn their back on him. And, you know, as far as I can tell, you know, a lot of the power hasn't been transferred to Biden as part of his commander-in-chief. So I don't think he even has the military legitimacy. And so then it finally comes down to the economic. Well, you know, what's he wanting to do? He's wanting to close down the economy. First thing he does, he wants to close it down because it's like this, you know, this fake COVID thing. So, yeah. So he's not going to get any economic legitimacy. So this Biden administration is doomed to collapse. I don't think it's going to last very long, whatever it's going to last, because, you know, those traditional pillars of legitimacy, the political, the economic, the military, none of those things are strong for him and his administration. So I don't think it's going to last very long at all. And I think it'll collapse. And you're probably going to have a lot of the court cases continue to come forward, a lot of the investigations, and that'll just continue to eat away. So just in terms of, you know, the political process, I think you're going to have this administration collapsing, not lasting very long. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening in the background, an ongoing operation that you've been talking about, many have been talking about, that is ready to step in. So I suspect that somehow January 20 was all show, You know, a lot of people were saying that it was designed to get all of the troublemakers in the one place at the one time so that they could be rounded up. You know, a lot of people were swearing that this was what was going to happen. Didn't happen. Yeah. People are upset. But, you know, the fact is, I think that this administration, it's a fake administration, has no legitimacy, and it can't last very long. So, you know, the people with the real power behind the scenes, they are the ones that at some point are going to step in and put an end to it. They're going to do it at a time of their choosing. Maybe they're going to wait for something like the State of the Union or something, you know, where yeah. Biden has all his people show up for that. Maybe you have more insight.
Yeah, well, you know what? When we look at it, I have some friends that are remote viewers, and we look at it too, and he's not there. We're going to the future to, he's gone. There's nowhere to be found. So I don't know what that means exactly. Either that, you know, somebody bumped him off or somebody or something, but I think he just either has a health crisis or they just take him altogether. You know, his karma catches up with him or something. I don't know, but it's really weird. I go into the future and I look and it's empty. And you would usually see a figure standing there, you know, staunch and up front, you know, there's like nobody, you know, he's gone. So I don't know if he just kind of slithers off into the distance or what, but don't see him there. But I know there are things unfolding and there is a definitely a plan in place. And a lot of people are upset about that because it didn't happen in the timing that they expected, but they made it very clear. They even said that he'd be inaugurated and everything else. And then things will roll out after that. So, people forget what's been told to them and they jump on their desires or their wishes. And then the rumors go around. Yeah, it's going to happen now. It's going to happen now. And then you gotta be really careful given dates and times, but, you know, I do really feel sometimes this coming, the first of next week, where there's going to be some big revelations and some major events. But I think it's a long cleanup process. It's probably going to go into 1st of April. It's just such a mess. The cleanup is just such a mess. I think it's going to take a while to clean it up. But like you're saying, there's no legitimacy to it. There's everybody I know that's psychic that can see, or they watched it and they said everybody looked like they're afraid. They look like they're really uncomfortable being there. And the people that he aligned himself with are, you know, it's like a who's who. I mean, they could have a remake of Epstein Island there, you know, with that one and as well, you know. But you know, this Lady Gaga, I mean, she's with that Marina Abramovich or whatever. She's a spirit cooker and she's one of her key people. So yeah, I mean, you look at the lineup there, it's so dark and so ugly. And these guys, I think energetically are becoming so dysfunctional, they're just gonna fall apart.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm kind of sensing, that you know, they've been given this power, which was, you know, probably a surprise to them. You know, they probably didn't think it'd get, they probably thought the military would come out, there'd be a lot of fighting and they would set off their false flag events and, you know, there'd be chaos. And, but, you know, by just kind of like, you know, going down to Florida to have a holiday, I think he's gone down there to have a holiday, to vacation. And he's given Biden and Harris enough rope to hang themselves. Now, you know, the real question is going to be, well, what happens when they somehow get rid of Biden and, you know, Harris, because I think that's really who they're putting in power here, that Biden's just a figurehead. And it's just like, well, she's a very dark entity. I think she's embodying some very powerful satanic forces, and I think you know, what they plan to do with her, I don't know. Hopefully the white hats will come in and clean it up, because there can be some real damage done if someone like that has all the keys to the kingdom. But I don't know. I mean, the thing is with Trump, you know, before he left, I mean, there was an operation put in place, you know, where, you know, using the executive orders he had passed earlier, a state of national emergency, executive orders to confiscate the assets of those that were involved in human rights abuses or election fraud. So everything is there for this classified program or the operation to be put in place. And even though things didn't pan out on January 20 or before that, where people expected the operation would unfold, all the sealed indictments would be unsealed, and you'd have hundreds of thousands of pedophiles and Satanists being arrested, you know, that operation is still there. It's still need to know. It's still compartmentalized. And even though Trump is officially not the president, it's very likely that that operation still answers to him in some capacity, or certainly at least get guidance from him. So I think in a way, you know, we are in this really unique period in American history. It's never really happened before. I think they tried to do it in 2016 with Obama. But right now you actually have two administrations, you know, the one that people see and the mainstream media is just fawning over and trying to build up and make out as though it's legitimate. And then you have the real presidency out of Mar-a-Lago, where Trump is really in charge of this operation that was set in place while he was still had all the levers of power, and it's still running, and that can be activated at any time. So he has a big hammer to play, a big card to play here. So I think it's just a matter of how things are going to unfold in the weeks ahead. I can't imagine it staying too long, but you know, what are they waiting for? I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I was looking at the inauguration, going back to that, and I mean, she had two different dresses on, everything. It was shown 7 hours early, and he was sworn in early, which means he was sworn in during the Trump reign, which there's so many things around that were wrong, that were off, and snippets and bits and pieces. It just, the whole thing just seemed like it was all special effects and fake, you know, the whole thing. But then you go down, and I know he did, he signed all those executive orders. And one of them is that anybody involved in this election fraud who perpetuated, which means all the news agencies, everything else that are involved in it, they can lose everything, including their licenses. They'll lose their licenses. So, and the evidence is overwhelming there. I mean, you can see it, just turn your TV set on, you know. And you can watch the Reptilian News Network, you know, and the other guys. But, you know, it's so obvious. But the whole thing, when you're awake or if you're coming from the heart, you look at this and you go, this is disgusting. This is all based on a lie. And the latest one I saw was great. He was walking in and he was supposed to salute the Marines. And they tell him in his ear, salute the Marines. And he just repeats it, salute the Marines. He didn't realize that, you know, they tell him everything to say, what to say, when and where. And he forgets to, doesn't salute the Marines. He just goes, yeah, salute the Marines as he walks in, you know. So he's gone. He's like Gonzo, you know. He's not, you know, the 25th Amendment and impeachment, all that stuff is obviously on the table. And I heard there's another thing in place that they are going to bag a bunch of these guys, and the only ones left are going to run through the impeachment really fast. You know, that's an interesting concept too. That could be another route out, because they're going to bag enough of them to where they can run that impeachment through really quick and just get rid of them. But I really think that we have already installed the new republic, that the old USA Inc. is dead, and the assets have been taken out of that and moved over to the Treasury, and the Treasury's in charge of the feds now. And I think all that's been done. So they're in charge of a dead entity, basically, is what he just took an oath to, you know, and that's all going to change for the good. You know, don't be scared, because it's going to be a great thing, because we're all going to be free again, and we're not going to be enslaved, you know, through dependency and all the other nonsense that's coming up. Which I know you've got a lot of information about some of the patents coming out now that are going to really give us a quantum leap in evolution. Could you talk about some of those that are coming out?
Sure. Yeah, there's 5 patents that are all interrelated that are part of this Navy scientist, Dr. Salvador Paez, who began rolling out these patents in 2015, and 5 of them. You know, one is for a triangular-shaped underwater aerospace vehicle, so it's a hybrid craft, and it can travel underwater at 500 miles an hour. It can travel into the atmosphere at, you know, escape velocity 40,000 miles an hour, and there's technologies that it uses to generate gravity waves. That's another patent. There's a gravity wave generator. There's another patent that's part of the package, which is a high-frequency electromagnetic field generator. So that protects the craft from any kind of attack, any kind of EMP attack, coronal mass ejections, missile attacks, anything. It can protect it. It's like it's a Tesla shield, basically.
Yeah.
So that's a part of the craft. It generates a quantum vacuum. So everything in front of the craft moves out of the way because there's a quantum vacuum. So that means all of the pressure, you know, whether you're underwater or whether you're in the air or you're in space, all of the molecules in front of the craft where this quantum vacuum is being generated, all of those particles are removed. So it gives the craft a push. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's, you know, part of the propulsion system of this. And, you know, the power supply is incredible. It uses a nuclear fusion reactor. So that's another patent. And this nuclear fusion reactor is totally portable, and it can actually generate up to a terawatt. Wow. So a terawatt is incredible because the world's biggest nuclear power plant is in Japan, and I believe that generates 12 gigawatts. So yeah, 1 terawatt is 1,000 gigawatts. Yeah, so this portable nuclear fusion reactor can create like orders of magnitude more than the world's biggest nuclear power generator complex in Japan at the moment. So yeah, all of these,
a weapon attached to that, you know, what kind of weapons does that thing have on it?
Oh, well, that's interesting. There wasn't any kind of weapon. None of the patents dealt with weapons. It was just, you know, the power generation, electromagnetic shield, the anti-gravity propulsion, a quantum vacuum, high temperature superconductors to store energy. So none of it was weapons. And I think the reason the Navy did this is because they know that with declassification, with open source, with all of this becoming open source, all of the major aircraft companies, all of the major aerospace companies are going to start using these inventions to power their craft, to build all of the protective mechanisms. And the Navy, because the Navy owns the patents, the Navy is going to get a cut on the royalties of all of that. And that'll pay for the future spacecraft that the Navy is going to build, its future battle groups that it needs to build. Because the thing is, you know, this is the same for all the secret space programs, is that up until now they've all been funded by the CIA's black budget, you know, off the books.
Yeah,
Congress doesn't know, but it's all done illegally. It's all done using illicit, you know, the slave trade, the drug trade, pump and dump economics on Wall Street, you know, every white collar criminal tactic you can imagine, you know, exploiting black gold, all of those things to generate this huge black budget that they pay all the secret space programs with, you know, for the Air Force, the Navy, or the CIA. Well, the Navy realizes that there's no future to that. You need to generate an independent funding source. And I think these patents are how the Navy is going to do it. So that gives us an idea of, you know, what to expect in the future.
Yeah, I've heard that they have these little boxes that, I mean, it would generate all the power you need for your whole community, you know, for a town, basically, not just, and they're pretty small. And, you know, it's surprisingly easy. And I always tell people, you know, when you really think about it, when your energy or transportation needs are met, you know, with these new technologies and their fuelless technologies you know, everything's going to be, not only everything is going to speed up and we can go from one place to the other just really rapidly but there's going to be no exhaust, no fuel and everything else. There is going to be, you know, it is going to cost money to build these new transportation devices and things like that. But, you know, that's going to be a boon for the economy. You know, that's, you know, going to give us a huge shift in the economy. But there are some other patents. I was trying to remember. They have the anti-gravity or counter-gravity. Now the Pleiadians, what they told me is that they create a void in front of the ship and the ship actually gets pulled into that void when they fly. And that almost sounds like similar to the same technology.
Yeah, there's the quantum vacuum field that's created in one of the patents. So it's kind of creating a void right in front of you, yeah, where you can travel really quickly through that. So yeah, that's one of the technologies. And I should mention that just before Trump left office, I think it was on September 19, he issued a bunch of executive orders. And one of those executive orders basically requested or commanded the Navy to start releasing its portable nuclear generators to NASA and to the civilian space sector. Mm-hmm. And so basically what you have now is that, because the Navy, you know, these patents that were released by Salvador Payes, I mean, they've been built and put into operation decades ago by the Navy. You know, they're just now making it available to the general public as a kind of like an idea, as a patent. But by issuing that executive order I think it was the 19th, could have even been the 20th, Trump made it possible for the Navy to start releasing these technologies that they've built to, say, NASA, SpaceX, and whoever else is building spacecraft. So that is going to create this kind of like a growth industry for the civilian space sector, where now they can buy these really powerful nuclear fusion reactors and start equipping their ships for space travel. So, you know, that'll be part of what the Navy starts getting funds from for its future fleets of spacecraft.
Yeah, it seems like there'd be a pretty easy retrofit into the commercial airline industry too as well. And then you wouldn't have any of these big crashes or accidents or, you know, because it'd be anti-gravity basically. They would be, or counter-gravity, depends on which word you want to use. But I know a scientist I work with a lot of times, he said, you know, anti-gravity is nice, but it just floats things. He said, you want counter-gravity. He goes, that propels things several thousand miles an hour instantly. And I've seen those devices, so I know they're real. And I know I held a device in my hand that was as big as a small pie plate that had, I think it was 9 coils in it. Each coil put out 25,000 watts. It was insane. And it was ice cold when it ran, you know. But and I sat there with rocket scientists and other people, and they all tried to figure it out. And the scientist I was with, he said, basically what he said, he says, if you can figure it out, I'll give it to you. If you can figure out how it works, I'll give it to you. And the problem is that there's no known or taught science around this in the schools or in the universities. This is outside the box, and it doesn't make sense at all unless you understand, you know, the real science, the science beyond what they teach at, you know, university level and things like that.
Yeah, I suspect that they've set someone up, like Elon Musk, they've set him up
so that he can help with this transition from rocket-propelled spacecraft to these anti-gravity or electromagnetically propelled spacecraft. I think that's what they've done. Because, I mean, you know, we know Tesla has, we know Musk has an interest in that because, you know, he did the electric car. So, and he's put a lot of energy into building his SpaceX, and now they're building this Starship. And so when these technologies start getting released, I think someone like Musk will kind of jump on it and really push it out there into the civilian sector. That, yeah, I think he's a really interesting person. You know,
he's
I think part of him is like, you know, like a deep state asset. But I think the white hats are using him as well. Because I mean, look at he came from nowhere. He's the world's richest man. I mean, how in the world did that happen? Well, it's only because, you know, everyone that's got their thinking cap on realizes that space is the future. It's a trillion dollar industry. And this is a guy that's already built up a space program out of nothing and is already has been much more successful than all of the other major aerospace companies combined. And even, you know, Lockheed and Boeing that are building spacecraft and working for this, what do they call it? The SLS, the Constellation spacecraft. I mean, it doesn't even fly. You know, they have billions given to them to build this thing. They can't make it even fly. So, but Trump's, you know, he's sending astronauts up to the space station now, and he's building his Starship for the Artemis program to the moon in 2024. So I think they're going to work with Musk and SpaceX to roll out a lot of this stuff.
I think you're going to see Trump Towers on Mars. You know, that wouldn't shock me a bit. You know, but there's already a lot on Mars anyway. But I know a lot of like Randy Kramer and a lot of the secret space folks have talked a lot about. Corey's talked a lot about it. But I was told by some inside scientists that we've had this technology since probably the mid '60s or. And they said that we've been going back and forth from Mars to the moon with these technologies back in the late '60s. And so, and they've refined them quite a bit since then. But, you know, who would imagine if we had it back then and we could go back and forth with no problem at all, probably in a short amount of time, who knows what's on Mars? I mean, I'm sure there's a major installation on Mars. There would have to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of data that's come out. You know, in one of my books, the Air Force Secret Space Program book, I did a chapter on the Apollo program. And, you know, and the basic line was that, you know, while the Apollo program got Americans to the moon, it got Germans to Mars and Alpha Centauri. Because that's the truth of it. Because, you know, you look at who ran the Apollo program. It was these Germans. It was von Braun. It was... Kurt DeBus and Arthur Randolph and a bunch of other former Nazis were running the program, the entire Apollo program. And when you look at the funding that the Apollo program was getting, a lot of that funding was actually going down to Antarctica and funding the German program down there. And in return, the Germans were helping the Americans with the first reverse engineering programs of the flying saucer craft that they had. So there was, you know, it was a deal. It was a deal was struck, and the Apollo program was the cover for the deal to be kind of like put into action. So you have billions and billions being shuffled through the Apollo program down to the German program in Antarctica, and the Germans were helping the American, the Air Force and the Navy build their first squadrons of anti-gravity flying saucers. Mm-hmm. And that's grown ever since. And now, you know, the Germans have developed bases all over the solar system and beyond. It's very interesting that this Israeli scientist came forward very recently and he confirmed that, the Americans have bases on Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I remember reading that and I go, you know, What really gets to me, and it shouldn't let it bother me, but it does bug me a little bit, but I see him, you know, with this tic-tac, you know, this little tic-tac thing, and they go, oh yeah, now we're getting a signal from Alpha Centauri or whatever, you know, and you're going, of course you're getting a signal. You got ships going back and forth there all the time, you know, and it's just funny, you know, and now they said some scientists saw this little dot out in space going, and so they're all working on this little dot that they saw, and those little dots are treetop level at our place. You know, we see them all the time, and we know who's on the ships, their culture, their intentions, everything. And but you see this big disclosure, you know, and they've got some fuzzy thing going on. And I just go, are you serious? I said, that's been going on for, you know, since 86 here, and we have it documented, but and contact, because we know exactly when and where. We had both Peter Slattery and myself and John Vivanco as a remote viewer, we all gave Ancient Aliens the exact date and time that the ship would appear while they were here, and they're too busy putzing around and they didn't even film it, you know, and so they're too busy doing their other stuff, and they actually cut me out of the entire movie because I gave them the real truth about what's really going on. So they cut me out of the entire episode, which was interesting. So, you know, they're another planned, you know, controlled narrative. They're all, you know, it's all, what I've seen, the narrative is so controlled right now. And now we're seeing it in this election. We're seeing such a controlled narrative. Everything they're saying on TV is nothing, you know, compared to the truth. And they're propping up this bumbling guy that can't even put a sentence together, that, you know, can't even create a thought, that doesn't know where he is half the time. And they're trying to portray this guy, I don't even know if he's even human or not, as a, as the leader of you know, America. And you go, you know, you guys are failing. You're totally failing on this one. It's anybody that is so obvious. If you watch him off the camera and the snippets they show you, if there's any other footage out there whatsoever, watch it, you'll see him just dawdling around, tripping, just, you know, doesn't know where he is. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of really curious as to how the Pentagon is responding to him, because I mean, he is technically the commander in chief, but I don't know if they've handed over the nuclear briefcase to him. That is scary. If they gave, you know, because I think the people running this program that was set up by Trump, I mean, they know, the Biden crowd are just complete frauds. So, and in the military, the Pentagon, any officer has a right to not follow unlawful orders. So, you know, if the Biden administration got in there through fraud, and the top Pentagon generals understand that, that means that every issue coming out of Biden and his people that he appoints, even this new army, or even this new Secretary of Defense that they just got the clearance from, I mean, that's unlawful. These are unlawful orders. So, yeah. So I'm just very curious to see how the Pentagon is going to deal with Biden while there's this operation running in the background where, you know, there are hundreds of generals that recognize Biden to be a fraud and not legitimate at all. So, you know, what will they do? I'm just very curious as to, you know, what signs are out there that the Pentagon is not cooperating with Biden, and that any cooperation that does exist, that is only at a superficial level where you might have photo ops with the new Secretary of Defense going into the Pentagon, or you have the Joint Chiefs of Staff coming over and saluting Biden. But the thing is, and you probably know this, is that the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they don't actually run operations for the Pentagon. I mean, they're there just to kind of look after the administrative side of things, make sure that, you know, everyone has the right facilities and equipment and paid on time and all of that stuff. But the guys that run the actual operations, these belong to the 11 combatant commands, and these are all 4-star generals. And I wonder whether any of them recognize Biden as a legitimate president. And that would include Space Command.
Yeah.
Now the head of Space Command is General, I think it's James Dickinson, and he's based out of Colorado. And so the thing is, do these guys recognize Biden? Do they recognize anything coming out of the Biden administration as a lawful order? I suspect not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think they're going to, especially not going to give them the football, the keys to the nukes or any of that stuff. I mean, this, and also too, he's such a risk. He's so compromised with China and everything else. There's no way, and a lot of these guys, I know the way they think, they're just going to say, I'm not turning things over to this guy. This guy's a threat. He's compromised. He's dangerous. Why would I do that? He wouldn't even know what he's looking at. I mean, they could give him an Etch-a-Sketch and tell him these are the codes, he wouldn't know the difference, here's the football. He'd be on turn his little dials trying to draw a little nuclear weapon or something. I don't know, but it's pretty bad. But I, like you're saying, the whole, I really do believe that all the generals, and there's enough people out there, and you've got at least 80% of America does not want the guy in there. They don't believe in him. They think there was a fraud. They did an Instagram poll. I think it was 95% of the people said that they didn't believe the election was not a fraud, that it was a fraud. So, you got 95% of the people, realizing their vote didn't really count. And, I think if it wasn't for Trump, basically America would have already risen up by now, and they would have come to the White House, and they probably would have come armed. And I think he's just saying, let's do this the right way. Let's do this the legal way. He's keeping calm, and that whole impeachment scam. I mean, everybody knows that whole operation was run by Antifa and Black Lives Matters and the Capitol Police. They're all in. All the information is out now. Nancy runs the Capitol Police. She's the one in charge of the Capitol Police. And so they orchestrated that whole thing. And those weren't Trump supporters that went in there. A couple might have gone with the flow, got pushed in there. But the guys that led it, they've mm-hmm. already caught them, and they've already confessed and that they were part of the left, they're Black Lives Matters people and things like that. So, and CNN reporters were in on it too, so basically that was all orchestrated, and that's, they're trying to get him on that, on that, supposedly on that is, he created insurrection. Well, he is going to create insurrection. He signed the Insurrection Act. So, guilty as charged on that one, but he had nothing to do with the Capitol building and that, all that nonsense that went on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the way this kind of satanic cabal operates, that, they hide everything in plain sight. There's this kind of like occult law or whatever universal law they have to follow, where, if you're going to kind of like use deception over people and to control and manipulate them, you've got to do it openly. You've got to, in their face. And it's just like this is a perfect example. This storming of the Congress. So that was a false flag operation. They got the Antifa guys in there and they just kind of do it openly. And these guys are kind of talking openly and they're getting interviewed on CNN and all of that. Yeah, I was there. I did it. And nothing happens because they pin it all on Trump, but these Antifa guys are bragging in CNN interviews that they were there and they led it. And they say that they were there to do recon, but, so they admit it.
Yeah.
And so this is all done, but this is the way these occult groups work, because they have nothing but contempt for the majority of people. They think people are stupid sheep that can be manipulated, and you can do it openly, and they still won't believe it, because the power of the hypnosis and the brainwashing is so compelling that even if you, for a lot of people, you put it right in front of them, that if CNN or the Washington Post or New York Times says Black is white, you know, there it is. Black is white.
Yeah. Well, all they got to do is look back at the other impeachment, you know, hearings that had no teeth whatsoever. You know, he was not guilty. They couldn't find any evidence. And they're all scams, you know, by the deep state set up to take him out. And they even admitted that. They said, we were trying to divert the attention from Hillary because she was going down with their, you know, servers and laptops and all the subpoenaed things that she smashed and broke and got rid of. But, you know, and so now this other one comes up and they fall for it again. I go, are you, how can you fall for this four times in a row? I mean, this is like insanity. You know, it's so obvious. You know, if the other three were false and everything, the buildup with all the mainstream media and social media and everything was all a lie, then why do you keep listening? You know, why do you still believe, how can you believe these people anymore? And there are people that still do it. It's sad. They're just not redeemable. I don't think there's nothing to land on. There's no soul to land on. No matter how much you work with them, they just, they're so programmed. They're just out of touch with their heart and reality. What's, you know, you just can't reach them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the big question. I mean, how do you reach these people who are pretty intelligent? A lot of them are very intelligent people. But they've been totally blind, brainwashed by the by the media, and it's just like, well, how do you reach them? Well, maybe it's a process. You know, maybe this is why Trump has taken this vacation in Florida for, you know, who knows how many weeks, is to kind of like give the system enough time to start working it through. Because, you know, there still are a lot of good people in the system, even though it's totally manipulated and controlled. There are good people in the system. Like, I believe two of the states released, made available all of the evidence of election fraud. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which two states it was, made it available to the courts. So the courts might now be looking at, so now if you start to have the courts looking at these cases and the courts start issuing rulings that, you know, there was fraud here, you know, that's going to start, you know, that's going to start to unravel, because I think this is probably part of the logic for why Trump decided to take his vacation, is that he knows that this Biden administration will unravel. It has no legitimacy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it was put in there by fraud, and just give the people, you know, who are like lifelong Democrats, who believe the New York Times and CNN and all that, just give them enough kind of breathing space. Trump's out of the way now, so you can't blame him for everything, and give them enough breathing space and say, hey, this doesn't add up here. What's going on? And then, you know, they're going to start figuring things out. And I think that will lead to this Biden administration unraveling. I suspect that's probably part of their rationale. You know, I don't know if they're waiting for another opportunity to round them all up. Maybe there was some sort of blackmail event, some sort of false flag event that was going to happen on the 20th if the operation was rolled out. That's a possibility. So I guess we just wait for the next. And I think the next big opportunity is probably going to be the State of the Union.
When is that? When is the State of the Union?
When you have a new administration coming in, it'll be sometime like early March. I imagine sometime in March you would have like this Biden getting in front of the joint houses and delivering a kind of mini State of the Union. So yeah, that's traditional. They do it every year. And so
I'm just laughing because I can't see Biden giving a State of the Union.
Yeah.
You know, even with his earpiece and a monitor, I don't think he can pull it off. But but anyway, where was I going with that? The whole thing. I know the D-class dumps that they did, and the WikiLeaks dumps, and everything. Like you're saying, I think it's going to take some people time to sift through all that, and if they do, if they have an open mind and decide to look at that, they're going to go, oh my God, you know, what have I done? There's going to be, what they call it, voter's remorse, you know, And
remorse, right.
Yeah. And so it's just a matter of time. I mean, all this stuff is dumped out. Now I know the major, the lamestream news is going to totally spin it like they already are and try to disqualify it and say it's Russian information or whatever, you know, they're going to put their spin on it. But I think, you know, these are legal documents that are being dumped, you know, that they're thousands of them, you know, that are going to be made available. And it shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's extreme corruption. There's a witch hunt that all the people involved in it, there's a two-tiered justice system. I mean, this whole thing is going to be exposed. And like you're saying, it's just a matter of time, but I've got a feeling, my gut's telling me something's going to happen pretty quick, that they're just going to say, okay, we're going to take an action here. And then we're going to say why we're doing this action. You know, they're just going to lay it all out. That's what I'm hoping for. But as I've always said, you know, a lot of people are really upset about that. And I always told them, I said, you know, we've always gotten this information that it's not going to happen when we'd like it to happen. And it's going to be drawn out for a while, and that people need to not be, you know, don't get upset about dates and times if it didn't happen when you wanted. We've said that all along. And I've got people screaming at me, and I go, look, go back to my newsletters, go back to the radio shows. You'll see that I never gave a date. I never gave a time, you know, or anything. I just said that, and I made it very clear, this is going to take longer than you expect. Just, it's such a mess. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like cleaning up that big dump in the ocean. You know, it's going to take a while to clean it up. It can be cleaned up. It will be cleaned up, you know, but it's just going to take a little longer than we expected. So, you know, don't go into depression or apathy, or don't give up, you know, let your voice be heard and you know, stand tall in your own divinity. Don't let this go, because, you know, we all need to stick together, and that's the whole game, is to get us to give up. You know, that's what all this big psyop is about.
Totally, totally. You know, as long as people look at Biden and just immediately think fake president, and, you know, fake yeah. president, not real, fake president.
Yeah.
So that wherever he goes, people are going to say, you're a fake, you're a fraud. Everywhere he goes, he cannot travel anywhere outside of that White House, wherever. And, you know, and people think that way and behave that way. I think yeah. the whole country is going to start to think along those lines. And that, I think this is going to increase support for Trump, because I know there's been an injustice there, you know, that this Trump has had to put up with a lot of incredible crap thrown at him. And the people in this new administration, this fake presidential administration, they're putting out executive actions, and they're kind of like doing things that people are going to start rebelling over. You know, they're talking about revoking the qualifications and degrees of Trump supporters. Yeah. You know, that, like, Harvard University is now saying, well, you know, we're going to revoke the degree of anyone that supported Trump. And it's like, and, you know, sensible people, even though they might be lifelong Democrats, they're going to start saying no to this stuff. And that's when the whole house of cards is going to tumble down, when you have your lifelong Democrats saying, no, this is too far. Mm-hmm. This is not right. And then that's, I think that's,
they're playing out the Marxist textbook, you know, perfectly. It's really, you know, you take over the media, you know, you start censoring everybody, you know, one by one, you take away their rights, you know, our right to freedom of speech, our right to practice our religions, our beliefs, all that stuff has been stepped on, you know, and now they're doing witch hunts on conservatives and Christians and things like that. That's not going to go over too well, of course. You know, even the Democrats are going to say enough's enough. And the latest things that they're doing, trying to punish, I mean, they've become the most vindictive socialist dictators I've ever seen. And all that whole play, you know, that they're running right now is the same textbook play that Hitler did and some of these other socialist dictators or communist dictators. Same thing, you know, and the next, they're going to go after the guns. They've already said they're going to do that. So you won't be able to defend yourself, you know, when it all, and they're going to offer you a bunch of freebies and those are going to run out. And then everybody's going, where's my freebies? And then if you get out of line, they're just going to take everything away from you. So, you know, it's like, you won't be able to get food or you won't have a house. You won't have anything, you know, and they're trying to do that now. They're trying to do that to the Trump supporters right now, take away their ability to earn money, their positions, their speech, their freedom of speech, everything. You know, it's on the docket. They're openly saying that. So it's insane. I've never seen, it's hard that to me to look at, they even have a podium to speak from, you know, that then all these mainstream news. And so all these guys, they're all in on it. They're part of it, but that these people could actually say those things publicly and not have a complete revolution and outrage, that they could actually say that and people would nod their heads and say yes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I think when we look at it now, it's almost like our timeline has been hijacked. There's been an attempt to hijack the timeline, and yeah. This is like a temporal war. What we're in the middle of now is a temporal war, because there's two clear paths going forward, and you know, one is the path of this fake president, and you know, with all of the kind of socialist media support taking us down this really very bleak journey to self-destruction. And the other path is the restoration of the Republic, Trump coming back into the presidency as the legitimate president. And there's an operation in place to make that happen. And I think it's going to happen, but right now it's, you know, it's like the universe has allowed these two timelines to kind of like coexist. And because we have two presidencies at the moment,
yeah,
fake and a legitimate one. And they're running alongside. And at any moment, you know, like you said, the legitimate president can pull the plug and they can run the operation and get rid of the fake president. But they're allowing it to run. And it's like, well, why is this happening? I think, you know, we've got to think from the big picture, the zeitgeist, God, whatever you want to call him, the Galactic Federation, they're wanting this timeline, these two timelines to kind of run along each side. Run along like this for a little while, whatever it is, a few weeks, a couple of months.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's done to wake people up, to get them ready for what's to come. And that's a good thing. Cause I don't, even though, you know, like everyone, I was really shocked and depressed over what happened with the, you know, with the election steal, and then with the kind of failure for the courts to overturn and recognize the steal, you know, the whole process, and then thinking January 20, finally we're going to have justice, and it didn't happen. You know, like a lot of people, you know, you get into that funk. But I realized that I don't feel that this is something that's going to turn out bad. I think it's going to turn out really, really well. But for now, for a few weeks or a few months, we're going to have these two presidencies, you know, these two timelines running alongside for a while. And then at some point, you know, the plug's going to be pulled, the fake presidency will disappear, and all of the, you know, the woke crowd, they're going to have suddenly like, okay, wow, this is the big picture here, and we were fooled, and that's they're going to wake up.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, they, the Palladians came in, and I was meditating, and they said some big energy's coming in, some really big energy. So be ready for it. And I said, when this is coming in, at the time they said tomorrow, which was the 19th. And the 19th, this massive energy wave went across the planet. And I think Dutch Sense and all those guys, Dabo, all those guys were talking about it. And I go, whoa, this is what they're talking about, you know, this energy. And they said that's lifting all of humanity. It's creating peace, and it's creating, so we don't have this total chaos, you know, this big mess. And I think there's going to be a lot more waves like that coming in. And I see that it's exponential. It's just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger until this fake narrative just fades away. I mean, it's just going to go away because people aren't going to support it. And I think that's so important that we can control the narrative. If everybody don't go in, like I was saying, don't go into apathy. Don't give up. Just remember, we control the narrative. We control what we believe, and we can choose not to participate in this scam, you know, this show. And it looks like, you know, according to that Instagram poll, 95% of the people already are awake to the fact that this is done. You know, this is, you know, this was a mess. I mean, this was the whole fraud around the election and everything else. They're seeing it. But so I really do. I think we're there. We're hitting the end of the hour. So I wanted to, if you have any upcoming workshops, classes, or books or anything else, this is the time to get that out, and how people can contact you if they want more information.
Yeah, I just go to my website, exopolitics.org. That's where I have all my articles, all the new materials. On January 30, in a week from today, or from the time this airs, I have a webinar coming up. It's called Exopolitics and the Second American Revolution. So I'm going to go into a lot of details. It's a 4-hour webinar intensive, and people can just sign up for that. And I'll go really do a deep dive into what's going on, what the big picture is around the situation now. But definitely, I think we've got to stay positive, really have an incredible future. All our dreams are going to be realized, but we just have to kind of like stay positive for the next few weeks and months, and but it'll all turn out okay. So, you know, thanks again for having me, James. I love coming on your show.
Oh, thanks for coming on again. And I got, you know, I was dancing in the kitchen this morning. I had so much energy coming in. I was just going, what is going on? I was feeling so high and so good. And I could feel the masters and everybody coming in, and I could just hear, we got this, you know, that we got this. It'll be all right, you know? And so I don't have any doubt whatsoever that it's going to flip and that we are going to take. It's like the Hopi prophecies. There's those two directions, you know, and the people that want to live a more spiritual, natural life and connection with source and in service to others, those are the ones that are going to continue. And this other one is just going to collapse. And that's where I kind of see this going. But anyway, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I know we've got a lot more to talk about, so we'll have to get you back on soon, and keep up the great work.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. All right. This is James Gillen signing off. As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and don't give up. Control your own narrative. You know, don't let them control it for you. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.